Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There was news at the news conference last night. You had to listen closely to it. The president was asked at a certain point, is there a need for a global currency? And he had a very quick response.
Excuse me. I don't believe that there's a need for a global currency.
The president was responding to the head of China's central bank calling for the eventual creation of a new international currency reserve to replace the dollar. China has the world's largest foreign exchange reserves valued at nearly $2 trillion, with more than half of those holdings estimated to be made up of dollar-denominated bonds, including U.S. Treasury bonds. And earlier this month, the Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao said he was concerned about the safety of those assets. So is this a tactic on the part of the Chinese to pull away from the dollar? Jeff Madrick, director of the Policy Research Institute at the Schwartz Center for Economic Policy Analysis at the New School right here in New York, joins us. When China, which has sort of sensitively been looking for a way around its dollar problem, suggests that maybe a global currency is the answer. I mean, on any other day, this would be the biggest headline in the world. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big headline. I think the president, while if I were president, I would have said, no, we don't need a global currency. As an observer and an economic analyst, I say we probably over time do need a global currency. I think China stepping forward represents probably the biggest public symbol yet of the lost hegemony of America because of the way we managed the economy over the last 10 to 20 years.
Well, it's a linguistic transformation in the sense that maybe 5 years ago, people would be saying, you know, the dollar actually is the global currency. But now thinking about a replacement is a suggestion that the stability of the U.S. dollar is not what it might seem. Respond to this, because Barack Obama did have some things to say about the dollar last night when he was asked on this subject.
I would just point out that the dollar is extraordinarily strong right now. And the reason the dollar is strong right now is because investors consider the United States the strongest economy in the world and with the most stable political system in the world. So you don't have to take my word for it. I think that there is a great deal of confidence that ultimately, although we are going through a rough patch, that the prospects for the world economy are very, very strong.
Barack Obama talking about the dollar last night. The good news is everyone has confidence in the dollar. The bad news is when they don't, then poof, it's over. Would you say that's
correct? Precisely true. Right now, the president is right. Right now, he said, I believe, what he had to say. The dollar has been the linchpin of the world economy really since World War II. Mm-hmm. One interesting bit of history is John Maynard Keynes, who was involved with that first Bretton Woods system, didn't want the dollar to be the linchpin. He did want a basket of securities because he recognized it's too much burden for one currency, but it became the expedient way to do things. For that, however, the world does pay a price.
But there is a long economic arc here from the gold standard in the period of World War I leading up to the Depression to the basket of currencies. It was the Bretton Woods decision that you describe. What would a global currency look like in this postmodern era envisioned by the Chinese and I suspect economists like yourself?
Well, it would look like a basket of currencies. We've got something like that now, special drawing rights that only the IMF uses. So it would be a currency based on a basket, so we didn't depend on the health of any one particular economy. I think.
So just to figure that out for idiots like me, that would mean that the global currency wouldn't necessarily be in circulation to consumers, but for institutional transactions and government-to-government transactions, there would be a global currency.
Right. We would not be replacing the dollar with something like an SDR or a Banco or some new kind of currency. No, it would be for trade and capital flows internationally.
Is this suggestion by the Chinese a very big issue for the G20 all of a sudden in April convening in the UK?
You know, John, a lot of people have been talking about changing over from the current system where the dollar has been very high. Now, a high dollar has helped America to some degree. It makes it a lot cheaper to borrow. But it also puts our export industries at a serious disadvantage. It makes our manufacturing exports expensive. That's hurt. The dollar has risen by 100% since the late 1980s. Imagine if you were a manufacturer having to deal with that kind of cost stress. So a lower dollar over time would help. A more managed currency system, I think, would help. A lot of people have been talking about that for a long time, and I think in the long run it would be beneficial.
Is there a dollar bubble, and are we at the top of it? And if it collapses, we'll be looking at inflation in double digits in 5 years?
That's a great question. Everybody used to joke, the Onion used to joke, and everybody talked about America looking for the next bubble. We could have a bubble, the Treasury bill bubble, which is a dollar bubble. And economists can't quite figure it. It's hard to get your head around what will happen after we get past this crisis. Could there be a sudden collapse in the dollar, meaning a sudden rise in interest rates? And then the Chinese idea, which at the moment looks long run and difficult to engineer. But if there's a collapse in the dollar, that might hasten interest in this kind of issue.
Well, it's a fascinating and a little harrowing to contemplate. But Jeff Madrick, thanks for helping sort us out. Director of Policy Research at the Schwartz Center for Economic Policy Analysis at the New School right here in New York. Thanks, Jeff.